The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 19th day of November, 2019. You know what's really bizarre? I found a couple of recordings of the planet Earth actually being lashed by solar storms. Now, if you would imagine what a solar storm would sound like, wouldn't you think of kind of like static? Like you used to hear on radio, or maybe tuning to a channel on your TV. They're here. Well, this is actually, and this is bizarre stuff. This is actually, this is a pretty good sunspot going off, and the solar winds are whipping around. This is what it sounds like. Now, how bizarre is that? And when it's quiet, or quieter, I should say, this is what it sounds like when it's just regular background. So what are the scientists trying to do here? Well, they're trying to study the solar winds to determine what effect that the solar winds have on the Earth's climate. Oh, you mean it may not be global warming caused by human beings? Too many barbecues going? You know? Oh, gosh. The ESA has four Earth-orbiting spacecraft known as cluster mission to convert the EM radiation from solar storms crashing into our atmosphere to sound, and results will likely haunt your dreams for some time. The magnetosphere, the magnetic field generated by Earth's molten core, acts as a shield which is thought to protect us from being cooked by radiation carried along solar winds. Well, it actually does. For the first time, for better or worse, scientists have captured what it sounds like when these charged particles bounce off the magnetosphere and crash into the incoming particles behind them, creating what they're calling a magnetic acoustic wave. The results sound like the late-night machinations in an overly caffeinated dubstep producer. Needless to say, some listeners may find this space music a little bit unnerving. And folks, you know, this whole climate thing, this is part of the Bible. This is part of the control. You know, banning the guns and getting national health care and, well, just taking over everything. And, well, all the scientists agree that there's climate change, so we've got to go carbon neutral and all this monkey horse stuff. I'm just so sick of these people. But if you look at how effective they are, pretty much every country on the planet's falling in line with this stuff. what they're being promised? Is there any payola there? I don't know. But it to me, it's just as eerie and odd as listening to a solar storm. Amazing. What's the old Reverend Al Sharpton up to? I'm sorry? The Reverend. The Reverend. What's he a Reverend of? Well, it looks like the Reverend's kind of dipping in the pot there. Reverend Al Sharpton pays himself $1 million from his own charity. Tax returns show that controversial racial activist Reverend Al Sharpton gave himself $1 million from his own charity, the National Action Network, or NAN. I guess that's short for Nanny State. I don't know. Sharpton got a $324,000 salary, 32% higher than his 2017 pay. I guess that's adjusted for inflation. In addition to $159,596 bonus, no explanation as to why this emaciated little creature, the former fat man, should get a bonus for what? And $563,352 in other compensation. According to a statement from Nan, Sharpton generously took $500,000 less than he was apparently owed from his work with the organization from 2004 to 2017. Gee, I didn't know you could start up a charitable foundation and pay yourself out of that and set your own salary. And of course, he works with MSNBC, and he ain't working over there for nothing. He's been giving himself a stunning raise and bonus for years. In 2015, for example, the Rev gave himself a 71% raise thanks to a boost from President Barack Obama. That year, he took home $412,644 salary from the charity and gave himself a $64,000 bonus for good measure. The following year, Sharpton topped his $250,000 salary with a $437,000 raise. Now, of course, the good Reverend, you know, he's a mouthpiece for God. He would never lie or, you know, try to fool anybody. He defended his huge draw from the charity as his weekly rally at Nan's House of Justice in Harlem, the Post reported, noting that the events included attendees throwing cash in the collection bucket at the Reverend's behest. 15 years, you're talking about, since 2004 when I came back after running for president. For anybody else, it would be laughable. As he sang his own praises. This joker actually ran for president with the field of Democrats they have out there right now. Why doesn't he run again? Because nobody would vote for this asshat. I still love it when he went to St. Louis after that shooting up there. Him and Jesse Jackson, they're sitting in a car, and there were black people. They were talking to him. The windows were rolled down. One of the black guys, an older guy, came up and says, "Why don't you just get the hell out of here? We don't need you here." Whew. Kind of like Al Gore ducking down and literally running away from people that want to ask him about his global warming thing. And Al, yeah, he's actually took off running down alleys to avoid people. You know, so it's all done as the narrative, and it's got full support, and it's climate change, it's legit. But anytime you corner one of these little characters, they run like scalded little dogs. And all this is, folks, to boil all of this down, all it is it's not only nationwide, it's a worldwide tax scam. And to further input and to make this by, I guess, 2050, the goal is worldwide to be carbon neutral? Really? And people are buying into this. I still want to know, is there an alternative to internal combustion? I've seen many tests out there using hydrogen. You know, what is water? It's got a couple oxygen molecules, and it's got hydrogen molecules. And I've seen where the Japanese have learned how to split that and burn the hydrogen in what amounts is tantamount to an internal combustion engine with not so much modification to the engine itself. But we can't have that. Or we really can't have the carburation, and it's not really by carburetor. I'm only using carburation as an example of mixed air and fuel, you know, surpassing the fuel injection. The technology's out there to get 60, 70 miles to a gallon of gas. So if we could do that almost immediately, and that could be put in production, and people could have the opportunity to buy, wouldn't you appreciate buying a car, folks, that got 70 miles to a gallon of gasoline? Wow. And with less demand on fuel, what would happen to the price? Wouldn't that necessarily drive it down? I don't know where you're at in the country, but right now in Texas, it's about $2.05 a gallon. But if you're in old California, it's going to cost you a lot more than that. Well, Assange has hit the wire again. Swedish prosecutor drops Assange rape investigation. Stockholm, AFP, Swedish prosecutor said Tuesday they have dropped their investigation into jailed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange over a 2010 rape allegation, even though they found the plaintiff's claim credible. The decision likely ends the threat of extradition to Sweden for the whistleblower, who's wanted by the U.S. on espionage charges and is currently being held at a British high-security prison. He's not only being held, he's being drugged, folks. Assange was sentenced to 50 weeks in prison in May for breaching bail conditions when he took up residence in Ecuador's London embassy, where he lived for 7 years in order to avoid being sent to Sweden. Well, wouldn't you have done the very same thing? And he absconded with himself. They knew exactly where he was. He wasn't going anywhere. So how exactly did that breach the bail conditions? Oh, maybe he had to go in once a week and report face-to-face to his probation officer. Maybe that was it. They're going to kill this guy. They're going to kill him. You know, I'm less of a Trumpy dump anymore. Because didn't Donald Trump, wasn't he extolling the virtues and the honesty of Julian Assange when he was running for president? And now we hear the Attorney General's office, they're preferring espionage charges against this guy? Espionage charges against what? A journalist? Because that's really, when you look at this, that's really what this is about. I wish you'd move that screen over here so I could be looking at you, not the side of your head. It's real hard to get a hold of you. Folks, have you ever heard this? That's me having to tap on the window to get his attention. Nee, told on you. All right. Well, it's non-audio. I don't know why people bothered to do this. Just print it out. At any rate, the extradition order centered on the rape allegation as well as a separate sex assault claim, but the statute of limitations expired for the second allegation in 2015. The rape investigation was launched after a woman who met Assange at a Stockholm conference in 2010 accused the Australian of having unprotected sex with her while she was sleeping. What? What? How do you have sex while you're sleeping? If my cat walks over my back at night, I wake up. So how the heck do you maintain sleeping while you're having sex? Aha. Of course, Assange has denied the allegation as well as he should. It's ridiculous. Now, you notice, didn't say that the woman was drugged or drunk or otherwise incapacitated so he could have his way with that young woman. No. Swedish Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions, Eva-Marie Persson, told reporters on Tuesday that, in part due to how many years has passed since the incident, the evidence has weakened in such a way that there's no longer reason to continue the investigation. My assessment is the investigative measures that can be taken have been taken, but the evidence is not strong enough to file an indictment, Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions told reporters. Prosecutors had struggled for years to interrogate Assange in person, but an interview was carried out with the help of Ecuadorian prosecutor at the embassy in 2016. Persson said she didn't think another interview with Assange would add up to the investigation in a meaningful way, but she stressed that the plaintiffs have given a credible and reliable account. Well, they just backtracked in the very same statement, but be that as it may, these are lawyers. I have determined that it cannot be proven that a crime has been committed. So how does that fit in with the given a credible and reliable account? Then she turns around and says, I have determined it cannot be proven that a crime has been committed. So how is it credible and reliable if a crime hasn't been committed? God, these slippery little salamander-like creatures they call lawyers. Swedish authorities closed the rape investigation in 2017, saying it was not possible to proceed as Assange could not be reached, but the case was reopened following his arrest. So, there the man sits in prison. So the charges for the bail go away, but the English people don't go away with having what? He violated his bail. He didn't leave London. He didn't leave England. And folks, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure that the technology is around, because it sure here is in America. You know, when they want to keep tabs on you, they put a little anklet bracelet on you. When you leave your property, the thing goes off. If you tamper with it, it goes off. If you try to remove it, it goes off. So why was so important for Julian Assange to be other than in that embassy? He wasn't going anywhere. Just gets weirder and weirder. And Steve Elkins asked me today, he called me, he says, you've been watching the hearings in Washington? I said, I haven't watched a minute of them. Not one stinking minute. There's no quid pro quo, bribery, or treason. This is from our friends over at Zero Hedge. Well, this is kind of disjointed. I'm not going to even bother trying to follow this. Jeez, oh, Pete. You know, I wish people would format stuff from the standpoint of formatting stuff that it's going to be online, that it'd be readable. 800-313-9443. We had a donation here from Daryl E. for $400. That puts us right around $3,000. We only got $5,000 to go. It's got to be done. I hate to ask, you know that, but it's got to be done.
No reason to get excited. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
E. Samuelson, this is Assange's Swedish lawyer, said, after today's decision, my client needs time to process everything that has happened over these 9 years in order to be able to make a move. I would say, given the situation he's in today, I don't know if it matters anymore. He's completely focused on resisting the extradition request from the U.S., Assange is fighting a U.S. bid to extradite him from Britain on charges filed under the Espionage Act that could see him given a sentence of up to 175 years in prison. See, folks, that's not going to happen right away because they're not done killing the guy's brain yet. They're going to make a real live zombie. Now, most of those charges relate to obtaining and disseminating classified information over his website, WikiLeaks, publishing military documents and diplomatic cables. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Hansenson said the U.S. charges were Assange's main concern. Let us now focus on the threat Mr. Assange has been warning about for years, the belligerent prosecution of the United States and the threat it poses to the First Amendment. I would say. Well, here's an update. Supreme Court rules gun makers may be held responsible for death of children in mass shootings, even though vaccine makers have zero liability. And you know what I'm starting to see now? I'm starting to see commercials on television talking about autistic children and how they can have a happy and healthy life. What? What? In response to a liberal anti-gun hysteria, the United States Supreme Court has decided to allow a lawsuit filed by the alleged victims, the alleged victims, I like the way that's worded, of the Sandy Hook massacre to move forward in suing Remington Arms, the manufacturer of the firearms supposedly used by Adam Lanza to commit mass murder. Rejecting arguments made by Remington that the Protection of Lawful Commerce and in Arms Act of 2005. This is what it does. It effectively shields the company from liability in the event that its products are misused. Gee, just like taking a car, driving it down a sidewalk, and intentionally mowing people over. Is that General Motors or Ford or Chrysler's fault? Because somebody misused their product? Of course it isn't. But the Supreme Court has declined to comment on this matter, which means the case has been given the green light to proceed. Unlike the vaccine industry, which is fully protected against all liability involving injuries and deaths caused by vaccines, Remington could soon face legal repercussions simply for selling firearms to the American public. Because Lanza is said to have donned multiple Bushmaster XM-15 rifles, I don't know what the heck an XM-15 rifle is, but... A popular AR-15-style rifle manufactured by Remington. Okay. During his shooting spree, Remington could have to compensate those who were injured during the melee as well as the remaining family members of those who were reported dead. What are we going to do? Go after knife manufacturers? There's much more stabbings in this country than there is shootings. What about the guy that picks up a pool cue in a bar and bashes somebody's head in? Do we go after Brunswick for that one because their product was misused? Or maybe the guy got a little bit creative and took the balls on the table and did something extra special with them, if you get my drift. According to these victims and survivors, Lanza chose this particular model of rifle because its military and its assaultive qualities. Now, how the hell do they know that? Where does that statement come from? Because it's in quotes, but it's not attributed to anybody, except maybe the thinking of the people that want these weapons gone. It's a weapon of freedom, folks, of which we're not going to give up in this country. Literally, it's the weapon of freedom. When they try to take the freedom away, then you have to resort to the weapon. That's what they're worried about. Why do you think this has been going on worldwide? What are you going to do if you're in England or Australia? They come after you. What are you going to do, pull a butcher knife on them? Well, they got the guns now and you don't. Guess what's going to happen to you? That's right. According to these victims and survivors, he chose this because of its assaultive qualities. In particular, its efficiency in inflicting mass casualties. They claim that Remington had previously marketed the XM-15 rifle in association with the military, which makes the company guilty of a crime. God. So what happens? Do I get brownie points or do I get little gold stars on my forehead? If I use an AR-15 rifle, somebody trying to break into my home to do bodily harm to me. So if I use an AR-15 stopping that, do I get a brownie point here, or a bonus from the United States Supreme Court because I use it in the defense of myself? Now, this is bizarre. The Connecticut Supreme Court had put the case on hold pending the Supreme Court's review, which had the potential to see the case thrown out. But because of the Supreme Court's refusal to get involved, it will move forward, which has the 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden celebrating. I'll tell you why he's so happy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is a straight line from those brave Newtown parents to the activism of the Parkland students to the millions of others who've said enough in the long years between and since those tragedies. They're using every tool of democracy in the streets, at the polls, and today in the courts, Biden is quoted as saying. In Biden's opinion, this includes banning and buying back assault weapons, expanding background checks, and closing key sale loopholes, just to start. That's his quote. However, Biden has yet to comment about repealing the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which completely exempts the vaccine industry from facing any legal scrutiny over its products, which have maimed and killed millions of innocent children over the years. In case you're unfamiliar with it, the NVCIA allows vaccine manufacturers to sell highly dangerous products completely risk-free, placing all the burden on the taxpayers to foot the bill in rare cases where a kangaroo vaccine court decides to award the family of injured and dead children at least some compensation for their losses. It's not put in front of a jury, folks. There's not anything like that. They got their own kangaroo court. Now, neither Biden nor any other Democratic contenders have brought up the NVCIA even once at this point, and to be fair, neither has Trump. But in light of this latest move by the Supreme Court against Remington, It only seems fair that the vaccine industry also be held accountable for its role in harming and killing children with vaccine medicine. So politicians, who's it going to be? Which one of you will be the first to take a stand in defense of children who are having their lives destroyed by big vaccine? Anybody? Gee, pick a country in the Middle East. How many children did you murder over there? Well, I guess that doesn't matter. Here in this country, we still have the Roe v. Wade, and that was a Supreme Court decision, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. We're going to allow you to kill babies now. And you saw to the extreme that they took that one as well. And brother, it's extreme. Who do I got here? Let me bring up my screen. Sherry in Kansas. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hey, wouldn't that deal on the Remington Arms, have to open up the autopsies and the ballistics?
No, they're going to protect that one. And I think, Sherry, what's going on with this one, there was lawsuits that were filed, and this was, I think it was long ago determined that they were going to go after the gun manufacturers. So they got to keep up the Newtown massacre. But I'm with you. I'd like that to be totally reopened and reinvestigated, and I think it would not turn out well for them. But here's their narrative, and they're, well, let me put it to you this way. They're sticking by their guns.
Well, there's a journalist, Stephanie Sledge, who's done a book on that. I'm not all the way through it yet, but what she did from the start was start, because she also did a lot of investigation on the Lochner deal out in Arizona with the congresswoman and the judge and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she's documenting all the different stories that they got, you know, that came out as that thing unrolled. And supposedly the principal let the guy in, you know, to the school. Now, would he have let him in, in which instance,
Sherry, you're not clear. In Newtown or out?
In Newtown.
He let him in?
Now, he wouldn't have let him in if he was carrying an AR-15, would he?
No, he certainly would not have. And there was only one AR-15, and Lanza didn't even have it on him. It was in the trunk of his car.
There was, she said there was actually reports that they identified two different kinds of rifles coming out of the car.
Mm.
But not at the same time, at different times. And one of them was completely after dark that day.
Well,
there's a lot of inconsistencies in this thing, and I don't.
Well,
now,
and Sherry, this is only because there's a lawsuit. That's the only reason this is being mentioned. How much have you heard and follow up or any other discourse about this evil thing that happened in Las Vegas with a guy with a bump stock that killed all these people from his hotel room? Yeah, they couldn't get anything out of that because they got busted. They got busted wide open. And how many FBI videos have been released? And I'll tell you one thing right now, Sherry. If there's one place in this country, they got the eye in the sky, they're eyeballing everybody inside those casinos and outside on their properties. The FBI swooped in, took all the videos, and ran back to Washington, D.C. with them. And we have yet to see anything. Same thing with the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. FBI swooped in, grabbed all the videos from the Pentagon. What are we left with? Stop frame pictures of a ball of flame, and that's about it. These guys, I'm so sick of this crap. I'm tired of the FBI, the most corrupt group of people that we've had functioning in this country for how many years?
Well, I agree with that. Now, do you how much stock do you put in the allegation that that really had to do with some Saudis? Something going on with Saudis.
You know, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. It to me, it sounds like a cover story. I think that was a setup to have exactly what transpired, and it was only supposed to be one guy with a rifle, and that, of course, was what? An AR-15, that evil assault weapon. And the reason why he was able to fire so many shots, because he had that bump stock, which is total horse manure. Anybody that's ever tried with those bump stocks, let me tell you something. That is no replacement for an automatic weapon. And the evidence that mounted, Sherry, that there were more shooters out there. I mean, they were finding bullet holes everywhere. They were finding them in gas tanks out by the airport that didn't penetrate the holding tanks for the aviation fuel, for the avgas. There are witnesses out there saying that, yeah, we had people milling around the crowd going, yeah, you're all going to die, before anything happened. And what better way for the anti-gunners to go out there and shoot a bunch of rednecks up that are just out there having a beer and having a good time? Seemed like it was a perfect scenario. But something happened on the way to, yeah, trying to shove this down the American people's throats. Take a look at Columbine and the black-clad individuals. It came out that these kids were on psychoactive drugs. I mean, the stuff goes on and on and on. And they're refusing.
Yeah, what was that one just the other day that they never said? I think it was maybe in L.A.
I don't know. I don't know.
They never said. They never say anything about, is this kid on drugs?
Yeah. Oh no. And when anybody has even if they start to move in that line of questioning, well, of course that's all between the doctor. You know, it's proprietary information. That's protected information between a doctor and his patient. So we can't give that out. Yeah. How many? Well, yeah. How many?
Anyway, seems to me like Remington would not put up with this unless they, you know, actually prove that,
Well, even if they do, you know, okay, let's play devil's advocate here for a second. Even if Adam Lanza walked into that school with an AR-15 and did the dirty deeds that they say that he did, what's that got to do with bringing suit against the Remington Firearms Company because they made the rifle?
Oh, I agree.
Okay, so you know they're in for the pound, they're in for the penny on this one, and they don't have the good sense to back out of it. Because I'll tell you what, if I was getting sued over something like this, I'd be doing a whole bunch of discovery. I'd be entering stuff into that courtroom that the judge would have to be banging his gavel right and left. We're not going to allow that. And let me build an appeal on this one. Let me bring nationwide attention to it. Let's put this before the real jurors. That's the American people. I'm all for it, Sherry.
Okay, John, that's all I had.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
I know how to get some nationwide attention. If they had a half a brain, Remington should hire James Fetzer as an expert witness. You're driving crazy.
By the way, are you the Ken in New York that made a $400 donation yesterday?
Maybe.
Okay, well then you didn't. Send me $400 today.
No, I did.
Gotcha. I appreciate it.
We're starting the 400 Club. We're trying to see if we can get Pat Robertson to stand in front of a clock every hour.
You know, I mean, I'd dig up Jerry Lewis, man. I'd stand there with a corpse on a stage to do a telethon to keep this network going if I had to.
I know. But I think that would be one circus if they could get Fetzer to be an expert witness. You would really hear the gavel banging. they'd want to throw the case out. Everybody, the judge would want to pack the courtroom up and just go.
Well, you know, and what case would be brought into a court that you could demonstrate how many people's lives were saved by people with firearms preventing crimes? See, this is stuff they never talk about. On the news yesterday, I caught MSNBC making this ridiculous statement that this year alone, there has been over 300 mass shootings, like Las Vegas. Really? I must have been asleep or drunk for 10 months, because I sure didn't hear any of those stories, did you?
That wasn't a confession, was it?
I'm tired of this, man. I'll get your hands.
They just lie. They just every day it's lies. I listen to the regular radio in the morning before I go to work, and it just, you know, it's like the number of people that die from the flu every day.
Yeah. Well, I wish those people were listening to RBN, because you can handle the truth.
Good night.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, so what do the people in this country want to do? Well, they want to turn us into Venezuela. Are you familiar with the timeline? Of course, there's no mention here of any CIA involvement. And, well, of course, we never talk about the CIA uprooting and smashing governments and causing riots and all that stuff. No, we never hear about that. But the Venezuela timeline in this, in 1992, became the third richest country in the hemisphere. In 1997, became the second largest purchaser of F-150 pickup trucks. Second largest. I guess that's outside the United States. That's a lot of pickup trucks. 2001, voted for socialist president, Mr. Income Equality himself. And by 2004, just 3 years later, private health care is completely socialized. 3 years after that, all higher education becomes free. 2009, socialists banned private ownership of guns. In 2012, old Bernie Sanders praised them for being the American dream, of which we know is a nightmare. But to Bernie, the self-professed socialist, he thinks Venezuela is just in fine shape. In 2014, opposition leaders are imprisoned. In 2016, food health care shortages become widespread. 2017, constitutional elections are suspended. And this year, unarmed citizens massacred by their own government. It only took one generation of progressive leadership to plunge this country into civil war. What do you think it's going to do to this country? See, you know what amazes me? That people like Elizabeth Warren and the AOCs of this world don't talk about how money is made. They only talk about how it's going to be given away. Oh, and my plan. You know, if this Pocahontas, this nitwit, says one more time, my plan, somebody needs to staple that woman's lips shut. She's got no plan except for massive debt. Oh, don't worry, it's going to cost trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Rather than throwing this, folks, at one time, you ready for this little revelation? At one time, we were the leading people in the medical industries. We came up with all the neat things that diagnosed and did all that stuff and MRIs and all that cool stuff. Yeah. And you can actually go to the hospital of your choice. And I can remember when I was a kid, you went to the doctor. They didn't ask you for your insurance card. They'd ask you what your name is and what your ailment is. What's wrong with you? Well, come on in, the doctor will see you right away. And if you didn't have the money to pay on your way out, the full amount, you could make a partial payment, or they would bill you. And it wouldn't be so god-awful expensive that you'd have to take out a second mortgage to take care of your doctor's bill. You put this in the place where it belongs, and that's a free enterprise system with competition. Let the drug companies, let the hospitals, let everybody compete for that sick patient. Well, maybe forget the drug companies. But you see my point. In a free market, they're out there actually vying for the business. And let's make no mistake about this, the healthcare industry, there's your clue, it's a business. So put it back in the realm that kept it competitive, kept the cost lower. Drugs didn't cost us an arm and a leg before. Why do they cost us that much now? There are a ton of reasons to straighten out the medical industry by putting it back on the right track. But they ain't going to do that now, are they? Uh-uh. We're not going to do it. You know, this is just incredible. That we actually have people running for the presidency of the United States that they don't see of a free market system as a plus for allowing people to pay their own bills and spend their own money and make their own decisions rather than nitwits like Pocahontas. God.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades and the lives they live.
There is a song you never heard played on radio. Free speech isn't free, and we must fight for it. Glenn Allen Esquire says there are overlapping networks of power in America today, run by savvy, active, unprincipled, ruthless people who give lip service to our robust free speech traditions, but whose real aim is to prevent honest debate on controversial topics. Their modus operandi is to destroy those who dissent from the views they approve. They are highly skilled in crushing anyone who steps outside the narrow lines they draw. I know. I'm one of their victims. One of their many victims. On August 17, 2016, the Southern Poverty Law Center published a distorted hate watch article about me and made it a news story in dozens of newspapers around the country. Within 2 days, I lost my job. My reputation was destroyed, and I became a pariah in the city and the legal community. The fact that I had worked zealously and ethically in my law practice and for the city of Baltimore was of no interest to the SPLC. Why would the SPLC care about such things? Its goal was to destroy a political nonconformist. As it happened, about the same time the SPLC attacked me, I had been reading a book that contained a Russian immigrant's account of her life under the old Soviet regime. As I read that account, again I winced. Here's what the woman said. I look at the people who support the transformation of America in disbelief. They are destroying the very land that gave them so much opportunity. In the USSR, representatives of the Communist Party were ingrained into every aspect of civilian, official, and military life. These political organizers controlled public order by observing the behavior and the speech of every citizen. People who wanted to be more secure and privileged life found it necessary to join the propaganda machine. In order to survive, citizens were silent out of fear of retaliation by the authorities. I wince because I felt I was reading a description of what life is becoming here in America under the growing domination of thought control networks like the SPLC. I shook my head. Could this really be happening in America? But it is happening with every growing intensity. The critical question is, what shall we do about it? As Patrick Henry asked, shall we lie supinely on our backs until our enemies have us bound hand and foot? If we wish to be free, if we mean to reserve those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have so long been engaged, we must fight. Fight. We'll keep fighting, folks, but we need to help. Freedom ain't free. It ain't free. Please, make a nice contribution to this network. Keep us all on the airwaves. Keep that line of truth, uncompromising truth, flowing. Call us at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Make a nice donation. Or you want to do this anonymously or just through the mail, snail mail, RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Thank you for being here today, folks. Please support our endeavors.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.